You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating its 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years of each sport. Today, we are looking back at the top moment in men's soccer history, November 30th, 2003. Senior midfielder Josh Smith, the SCAC Player of the Year, scored the eventual game-winning goal to give Trinity University a 2-1 win over host school Drew University in the championship match of the 2003 NCAA Division III Men's Soccer Tournament. The Tigers end the season with a perfect 24-0 record. The title represented the first soccer national championship of any division in NCAA in the state of Texas. Smith, a three-time All-American selection, would go on to earn the NSCAA Division III Men's Soccer Player of the Year honor, the only SCAC athlete who has earned the award. The national title is the fourth for Trinity and the conference. 2000, men's and women's tennis. 2003, women's basketball. Today, I'm joined by then senior midfielder Josh Smith. And Josh, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to be able to do this, Josh.
Before we start talking about the national championship game and what was, you know, obviously a magical weekend for the Tigers, don't want to get lost. The final four game against Wisconsin Oshkosh, the semifinal game, 3-2, double overtime victory, obviously highlighted by Chris Quinn's two goals in that game. Just talk about that semifinal game. I know you had quite a crazy experience giving up, you know, with Oshkosh scoring there right at the end, and you guys thinking you were going to the national championship, and then it taken away from you and having to go and win that game in overtime.
Right, yeah, that was honestly, I've said this many times before, that was probably the most intense and best game, quite possibly the best team we ever played. Going into it, we didn't know what to expect. We knew Oshkosh was good. I think they had three center midfielders who were all Americans, and you know, me playing in the middle, we knew we had our work cut out for us in there. Just in that game, if I remember correctly, we were able to get on top early. And then they had a young kid kind of just going amazing and did his own thing and scored to even it up. And then second half, we got the second goal to make it 2-1. And then actually, personally, it was a pretty interesting game for me because with about a minute to go, they kind of lumped the ball in the box, and the guy, I was behind the guy, and he flicked it on, and it skimmed off the top of my head, and I turned around, and our keeper was right on top of us, and it floated right over his head and in the goal. So I told even Coach McGinley about it after the game. I told him basically that I had scored the own goal that evened it up. So going into the extra time, you know, we were all just absolutely spent because we poured everything out there, and fortunately we were able to pull that goal away late. I know none of us wanted to take any penalties. Actually, Alex Woods had turned to me at one point and asked me if I was going to take one, and we were both kind of unsure, so we were all really happy that we were able to get it done in the end of the overtime. So,
Josh, heading into your senior year, that 2003 team, and 2002, your junior year, you guys had made a run, advanced all the way to the semifinals, the first time that Trinity had done that in school history. Just talk about how that 2002 finish and run really turned and motivated the 2003 team and how that experience really helped you throughout your senior season.
You know, that was there was a number of things that kind of happened during that season that actually really led to us being able to come back in 2003 and have such a good year. We were all pretty certain when our senior captain, center back, Rio Garza, went down in 2002, we were pretty certain we were going to be struggling to find a replacement. And fortunately, a guy in my class who ended up being the senior captain same year as me in 2003, Tyler Ring, stepped in, and, I mean, he was unbelievable. And I think, you know, him being able to get all that confidence under his belt from that year, you know, was it made it easy for him in 2003 coming back to really be a strong leader on the team. And then just, you know, as a whole, I've often said too that I felt like our 2002 team might have been actually more talented than our 2003 team. But, you know, being able to get to the Final Four and seeing what it felt like to lose in the semifinals, especially in under such tough conditions with, you know, the snow on the field and having to change the side of the field because it was so cold and the field was frozen over. We just kind of felt like we weren't going to let anything like that get in our way. Not that we thought it was an excuse in 2002, but we said in 2003 that we weren't going to let anything stop us from being able to put it all together. And we were able to get a lot of guys some good playing time that year, and everybody had just kind of matured. We had a really strong freshman class in 2002, and those guys became sophomores in 2003, so they'd kind of seen it and been there. And then in 2003, we just came together as a group and were able to get it done.
Josh, in talking to Coach McGinley yesterday, he sort of described the atmosphere, what it was like in the locker room before the game, and he recalls, obviously knowing it was your last game in a Trinity uniform, guys saying and really talking about how they really felt like today was going to be a special day for you, how they thought you were going to go out and perform really well in your last game as a Tiger. Just talk about what you remember, the atmosphere in the locker room, what was going on, and sort of your mindset as you guys were entering the national championship game.
Yeah, the game the day before, like I said, was just such an emotional roller coaster with us giving up that goal at the last minute regulation, and then being able to pull it out with a couple minutes to go in overtime. So we were all felt, pretty drained at that point in time. But we knew going into it, this was a game where, we're going to have to lay it all out, It's what we had all played for all of our careers. And so I think the kind of mood when we got in there was, I think it was kind of quiet, but it was not a nervous or a scared quiet. It was just an intense, nothing needs to be said or done. We know what we're here to do. I still remember Coach McGinley giving us the speech beforehand. Before the game started, I think it was at halftime, he was talking, and he said, it's 1-0, and we need to get the second goal to, kind of get everything settled and squared away. And, he was looking around, and he said, one of you guys are going to be the one that scores that goal. And the whole time he was talking, I just kind of, I felt like, yeah, I want to be that person, and I just had this feeling that I was, that's something I was going to try and make happen, and it kind of ended up that way. It was a great build up, and then Colin was able to play me in, and one-on-one with the keeper, all I could think about was put it on target, and fortunately it went in off the post. But just kind of leading up to the game, we all had there was such a good strong feeling amongst the group of guys. Everybody got along, there was no sense of ownership from, the people that were older. We kind of were just one unit, freshman through senior. We were all the same, just one team. And I think going into that game, we knew we could win, and all it was going to take was us to come out there and outwork the other team. And I think we went out there and did that. So.
Josh, you mentioned that halftime speech clearly had an effect, and as you mentioned, you went out and you notched that early second half goal. And I know talking to Coach McGinley, one of the interesting matchups going into the game was Drew had 19 shutouts going into the game, and really the nation's top defense against the Tigers in Trinity, who you guys had scored over 100 goals, the top offense in the nation heading into that game. Just talk about, the importance of your second half goal, getting that so early in the second half. Take me through it again, and really just that matchup of such a great defense versus your powerful offense.
Right. One of the things I know that we kind of took pride in too was we felt like a lot of people were talking, about how Drew had, not given up really very many goals at all. I don't even remember what the number was going into the game. But, we were sitting there saying, well, we've only given up 6 all year, including the Oshkosh semifinal. I think it was something like that. And so, I know our backs and everybody kind of felt like, well, where's their love? Because we were able to find the back of the net, but we also did a really good job with our keepers and everybody across the back of keeping goals out. But just, going into it, we felt that if, we could put 1 or 2 in the back of the net, we would be able to defend well enough to make that a victory. With that second goal, I kind of feel like it might have even been a bad thing it happening so early, because it was great to get it, but a lot of times they say 2-0 is the most dangerous lead, and I feel like once we went 2-0 up, we kind of, instead of continuing to try and just play the way we were used to, we kind of went to a, oh my gosh, we're actually gonna do this, let's just sit and hold on, and then they I know they'll tell you they think they should have pulled it out because they got one back, and then not too long before the end of the game, they hit one off the post. So, you know, it was great getting. It's always great getting the second goal, but at the same time, you know, it kind of changes your mentality. And I was very happy to have scored it, and I'm glad that, you know, we went up 2-0. But it was just kind of interesting to see what kind of an impact it actually had. And they became the offensive team, and we were kind of, you know, defending for our lives. So.
You mentioned, Josh, you know, taking that 2-0 lead, and then obviously Drew was able to come back and put a goal on the board and cut it to 2-1 in that second half. I know Coach McGinley even mentioned it. You guys really, as you said, sort of played away from the style that you had normally been playing and were much more focused on a defensive approach towards at the end. Drew, and you know, outshot you guys 13-3 in the second half, knocked one off the crossbar, nearly missed a direct kick there late in the game. Just take me through those last, you know, 15-20 minutes of that second half and what that atmosphere was like playing at Drew for the national championship.
You know, going just for me personally, and I'm sure a lot of the rest of the guys would say the same thing. Once you know, once we went 2-0 up, and I'm not entirely sure when they got that first goal back, but you know, I thrived a lot in college on off the ability of our forwards because we had a lot of pace, and we had Chris Quinn, who was, you know, a monster that year, scored I think like 25 goals. And at that point, in the game, I felt like, well, if we get the ball up front to him, he'll be able to create something or be able to, you know, be able to hold the ball up for us up there, and then we can worry about it. You know, let's just get it out of our, even in the midfield, let's get it out of the midfield, let's get out of the back and not take any chances. But we kind of left him out to dry because they defended him very well. And we just kind of, I felt like we were like, you know, Chris and Cullen have both had such great years. You know, we can all sit back and, you know, let them do all the work up there. And I remember at one point trying to play a long ball in behind to Chris, and it didn't work out. And Coach immediately just was yelling at me to settle down. But I think for across the board for all of us, there was no settling down at that point. We were very excited about being on top, but very nervous about the fact that they could easily, with one chance, get back in the game. So it was take no chances, and that almost was to our detriment.